And good morning. It is a beautiful Thursday. I'm joined... welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Colin's saying, you got to make sure that everyone knows who you are. It's me, Josh Engel. It's your host. Yes. And I am joined in the studio today by Janet Chumley, the Executive Director of Villa Rica Main Street. What's going on, Janet?
Hey, Josh. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So, you're on the show today to talk about something, a huge event for the city of Villa Rica and Villa Rica Main Street. It happens every year, correct?
Yes.
How many years has it been going on?
This is actually, I think, the fifth annual Christmas on Main event. Okay. It may have been something in previous years, but I think for a consecutive 5 years, it's Christmas on Main. So we're very excited. This is obviously our annual event that we do every year. It starts off with our reindeer run.
Ah.
Which is very exciting. We have a lot of registered participants, and that starts at 12 noon. And then we have our mistletoe market from 2 to 7. We have the Christmas parade at 5 o'clock. We have actual entertainment on the stage throughout the day. And then we have some chorus and some other entertainers from 6 to 7. And then the big guy, Santa Claus, shows up at 6. And then we're going to light that tree at 7. So we're excited. It's going to be a full day of fun.
Now, I need you to, for the listeners out there, how did you secure Santa Claus? How did you get him there? Because I know a lot of other folks have been trying to get him, and it's not easy. How did you get him there?
It's not easy. It takes a lot of effort and planning. You have to get a hold of him probably a year out.
Sure.
And, you know, it probably starts with some communication at the North Pole.
Yeah, for sure. So
and then you just kind of...
Yeah. And I know that Janet Chumley's a go-getter.
Yes. Like
you get some killer bands. I mean, just this year, we've had the Alabama Blues Brothers. We've had a lot of great acts.
SOS Band.
Boom.
Wet Willie.
Yeah.
Ken Ford.
I don't know how you managed to pull those off, but somehow you managed to get Santa Claus at the Christmas on Main event in Villa Rica this Saturday.
Yes. It took some planning, for sure.
Well, I can't wait to meet him, because I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be emceeing the parade.
Very exciting.
Like Janet said, yeah, very true. Emceeing the parade at 5. I'm going to be emceeing it with Miss Kelly Bell.
Yes.
And we're also going to be having a live remote there from 4 to 7. So if you come out and you walk by our tent, don't forget to stop by, because you can win a chance to get a family 4-pack to the Tennessee Aquarium.
Oh, fun.
IMAX and Discovery Museum. That's like a $300 thing. So
those are awesome gifts.
This is as if there wasn't already enough incentive to come out to the Christmas on Main event, come out and register and see if you can win some tickets. So this 5K.
Yes.
So how long have you been taking participants in that? Like letting people sign up?
We started probably a couple of months ago. We've had a huge response. I mean, this reindeer run has built every year. We just get more and more participants. It was funny for the zombie run, which we do for Thrill at the Mill. We actually had like 65 people sign up day of, which was crazy.
Wow.
So we're expecting something very similar to that for Saturday. And the pre-registration starts at 10:30. So if you weren't able to... you know, get the deadline, get in before the deadline, you actually can sign up day of for $30, and that starts at 10:30. So we're looking for over 200 people to be running, which is good.
So this is a day full
of fun.
Full of holiday fun.
Yes.
For the whole family.
Yes.
Let's talk about the mistletoe markets.
Yes. So that starts at 2 o'clock and runs to 7. We actually extended it another hour this year because we want to give everybody, all the vendors, an opportunity to make money. Maybe a little extra money, you know. So we put them all in the Mill Amphitheater grass area. And it's just craft vendors and different jewelry makers, clothes, whatever, you know. And we have a really good variety this year. We had a lady sign up and she's making homemade jellies. I mean, it's just really, really cool. Something unique. We're trying to mix it up as far as vendors and get good variety so that, you know, everybody gets an opportunity to come and get something that they like.
So what kind of stuff? Like what kind of vendors do we have?
We have clothing vendors. We have somebody, there's a guy that makes homemade soaps, the jelly lady. We have a couple of jewelry vendors. I mean, it's just like a wide variety. It's perfect gifts for the holidays, let's just say. If you're needing a gift and you need something for mom, I guarantee you that if you come out here to the 30 vendors that we have out, there will be something you can find for mom.
So there's an added reason to come out.
Yeah.
It's already December. You know there are a few people you haven't bought gifts for already.
Right.
Come down to the mistletoe market.
Come down to the mistletoe market.
Check those people off your list.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So now clearly a lot of planning's went into this. This is, I mean, like you said, it's your fifth annual one. How long have you been working on this?
We start everything kind of a year out and just kind of make it, you know, we tweak things every year. We come back after the previous event's over and we say, okay, what can we do different? What can we add? What can we change? And then we tweak everything and then we just start planning out, you know, as far as sponsorships, logistics of obviously, you know, because we have to close down a major state highway to do the parade and the 5K run, which is a certified 5K run. That we have to get the GDOT involved and get with them and, you know, let them know that's on our radar and let them put it on the schedule. So there's an understanding that for a certain period of time, those roads are going to be closed off.
Shout out to the Georgia DOT.
Yes. Thank you, GDOT, for allowing us to do these parades.
Is it GDOT? And, they don't say
GDOT. I say GDOT.
GDOT sounds better.
Yeah. It's shorter too.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for allowing
thank you,
them
GDOT,
to do this.
For allowing us to, you know, close these roads down and, you know, we try to get the 5K over as quick as possible and we try to get the parade over in and out off the road, so you know we understand that, you know, we're causing a little bit of a traffic jam for a certain amount of time, but it's worth it. Everybody loves the parades and the 5K runs.
How many floats do you have this year participating?
I think we have 25 this year, which is, you know, it's hard because it's wintertime and people are involved in different holiday activities and plans and commitments and previous commitments and all this, so we want to, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like 25. It's a good number.
It is a great number.
It's a great number.
Can you give us a sneak peek as to what kind of folk are going to be in the parade?
Oh, we've got dancers. Of course, our elected officials will be in it. Our commissioners will be in it from both counties. As you guys know, Villarica is split up into 60% Carroll County and 40% Douglas County, so we'll have both our commissioners in it. We have a truck, Southwire's in it with their Project Gift truck. There's a dance group, and we have somebody that sells everything. We have everything.
We have everything.
Right. I just drew a blank.
I knew you were going to get it. I knew. Listen, that's how incredible this guy is. What does he sell?
We have a towing company in it. You know, I mean, we just have a wide variety of it. I mean, anything you want to see in it, you're going to see. The Villarica High School Band, marching band's in it. We love to have those guys in it. They'll be in it. Several different dance teams will be in it. So it's just a great variety and a lot of fun.
Excellent. Right on. Well, listen, I've been to several of these parades, and they are always off the chain.
Thank you.
You guys really turned downtown Villarica into like a little Christmas village for this. This is huge.
We do, and we got some really cool decorations up this year for downtown. We're trying to, you know, add a little bit of more decor to the downtown and light it up a little bit. You know, all this LED lighting is so nice and bright, so we went and got some new lighting. And we're just trying to make downtown really appealing, and so that when people come into Villarica, they see that we're in the spirit, you know, that it's Christmas time, that, you know, we're making an all-out effort to try and, you know, get everybody in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Honestly, this year has flown by. I can't even believe it's Christmas right now.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It feels like it was January, like
yes.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, it goes
Absolutely.
By real fast. But honestly, there's no better way to cap off a great year for Villarica Main Street with the Christmas on Main celebration. As Janet mentioned earlier, it's going to be pretty much all day. There's going to be some live acts on the Thomas Dorsey stage, but we will talk about those right after a word from our sponsors.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today, Janet Chumley's in the studio, the executive director of, is that the proper title?
It's some people call it Main Street Manager, some people call it Main Street Director. It's basically all the same.
Excellent. The Main Street Queen Supreme, Janet Chumley, is in the studio today. We're talking about Christmas on Main, the huge Christmas event that Villarica Main Street does every year, 5 years running now. They turn the entire downtown area into a Christmas wonderland, and it's going to be huge. But before we get into talking more about the Christmas on Main event, let's do our random Christmas trivia cash giveaway. So when you know the answer to this, to the following question, visit this station's website or graticcommunications.com, click the random Christmas trivia banner, and enter your name, email, phone, and your answer. One entry from the correct answer. The correct answer will be picked at random daily, and that contestant will win $100 cash. Isn't that something, Janet?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take $100 cash.
Cash money.
Well, can I play?
Yeah, of course you can. You got to get your phone out. When you know the answer, go online onto this station's website or graticcommunications.com. And then on December 21st, one of our 12 daily winners, along with a 13th winner, selected at random that morning, will have a chance to turn that $100 into $1,000 at a live remote broadcast at Mike Bell Chevrolet. So the question today, the French word Noël is often used around Christmas, but what is its original meaning in Latin?
Wow.
That question one more time. The French word Noël is often used around Christmas, but what was its original meaning in Latin? So there is today's random Christmas trivia question. Go
online.
It's
a good question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I think you know the answer too. So just go on the website, click the banner, put the answer in, and then I'll slip you that $100 cash. So, Janet, got some live acts coming to the Thomas Dorsey stage.
Yes, we do. We have some really good entertainment. Before I do that, though, I do want to mention, you know, sponsorship is so important for us. It allows us to do a lot of different things and be able to do these things and put these events on. So I want to thank our sponsors this year for the Christmas on Main event. We have Liberty Chevrolet. We have J. Collins Funeral Home and Cremation Service. Amy Brown State Farm. GFL Environmental. Of course, the city of Villarica and Main Street. So thank everybody involved in that and giving of your time and money to help us put these events on. We're very, very appreciative of our sponsors.
Thank you always. To all the sponsors for making it happen.
Yes. So starting at 3 o'clock on the Thomas A. Dorsey stage, we are going to have Southern Dance Precision, and then Mad by Lindsay, Vessels of Worship, Holiday House of Music, and at 5:30, Music Speaks. Then starting at 6 p.m., and we haven't done this before, but we're going to have choruses. We're going to have a chorus on stage, which will be really, really cool. So Bay Springs Middle School Choir is going to do a performance at 6. And then we have a group at 6:30, Abby and Friends, and they'll perform until 7. And right at 7, we'll do the lighting of the tree. And again, Santa will be off to the side of the stage from 6 to 7:30. Getting, you know, letting everybody get their picture with him and give them, you know, their wants this year, what they need, what they want, what their toys are they need this year.
What I love about the way that you guys have set this up is that the kids have time to meet Santa Claus, the Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus. Here he is.
Yeah.
And they can sit down with him before the lighting of the tree.
Right.
So what's the tree like this year?
We've had this tree for many, many years. It's huge. I feel like it's 10 feet tall. I may be exaggerating, but it's really, really tall. And it's a beautiful tree. And so every year, you know, that's just a big, you know, thing that we do is tradition. So at a certain time, as soon as it's dark enough, we want to wait till it's dark enough.
Oh, so 4:30 when it's dark.
Well, not that early.
Okay. Well, when it is dark.
When it's dark, we light the tree up, and it's a really cool thing, and people enjoy it. And I know a lot of people have been coming to the mill for years for this traditional thing to light the tree. So, you know, we're always excited to do that. And so it's actually a pretty tree. We're pretty proud of it.
You guys don't mess around when it comes to decor. You guys go all out. Excellent, excellent. So, so as you can hear, there's going to be live acts all day, pretty much. I mean, you can come out and see tons of local choirs, groups that are going to be doing some performing
right
downtown Villa Rica at the Christmas on Main event.
Yes, come see us.
Yeah, for sure. So for people that may just be tuning in, give us a layout of the day, because it's a full day.
It's a full day. By the way, I want to mention that the weather's going to be really, really good. It's supposed to be like 59 and sunny, so we'll take 59 and sunny.
Boom.
Right?
There it is.
I'm excited about that, because weather's always, you know, a key factor in any outdoor activity.
Yes, so it's a beautiful day, and nothing else is happening that day, so come on out to Villa Rica for the Christmas on Main event.
So we have our reindeer run, which is a certified 5K, and the one-mile fun run starts at noon, and then the actual reindeer 5K will be at 12:30. Then we have the mistletoe market down on the Mill Amphitheater in the grass from 2 to 7. Then we have our Christmas parade, which will start at Happy Valley Baptist Church and come straight down Main Street and will end at the Mill Amphitheater. That's at 5. Then entertainment all throughout the day, but once the parade is over, we're going to have chorus and another performance on the stage from 6 to 7. Then our good friend Santa Claus from 6 to 7:30, and then we'll light the tree at 7.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. Well, clearly it's going to be a day packed full of fun for the whole family.
Yes.
So be sure to come out and enjoy all of this. We're going to be back to talk a little bit more about the Christmas on Main event right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
We're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, the one and only, the great and powerful Janet Chumley, my friend, and the Queen Supreme manager, director of Villa Rica Main Street. We're talking about Christmas on Main. Huge event every year. 5 years running now. It's a day packed full of holiday cheer, but we'll get right back to that in a second. Since we're coming back from the break, I wanted to make sure everyone knows that the Random Christmas Trivia Cash Giveaway is going on now here on our stations. So whenever you hear one of the Random Christmas Trivia question and you know the answer, visit the station's website or graticcommunications.com, click the Random Christmas Trivia banner, enter your name, email, phone, and your answer, and one entry of the correct answers will be picked randomly. And that contestant will win $100 cash. Then on December 21st, one of our 12 daily winners, along with a 13th winner selected at random, will have a chance to turn that $100 into $1,000 at a live remote later in the year. So today's question, the French word Noel is often used around Christmas, but what was its original meaning in Latin? The French word Noel is often used around Christmas, but what was its original meaning in Latin? When you know that answer, go online and let us know what the answer is and try to beat Janet, because she has a look in her eye. I think she's trying to win that cash today. So Christmas on Main is coming up, but that's not the only event that you guys have left in the year.
Yes, we have our annual Gold Nugget Drop, which is always on New Year's Eve. This year, Tuesday, December 31st, we start the show at 10 p.m. and it runs until midnight. We're excited to have headlining band Band of Gold. They actually opened up for the Temptations this year at Milltown. So they're really, really good. They play a great variety of music. And then at midnight, we'll have a really good, cool fireworks display to ring in. I can't believe I'm saying 2020.
2020. It's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. But come hang out with us. And on New Year's Eve, December 31st at the Mill Amphitheater from 10 p.m. till midnight, and come see Band of Gold.
And come check it out.
Come see a great fireworks display at midnight. So,
yeah, you guys have a good time. You guys have a good fireworks guy?
Yes, very good.
Where's he out of?
Alabama.
Really?
Well, think about it, because back then, everybody came from Alabama or somewhere else, because back then, Georgia, it was not legal, right?
Yeah,
to have fireworks
kosher.
Or sell it. So, yeah. So all those guys are mainly
okay, you got outside
the best area.
Yeah. Well, be sure. I want to meet him when I come to it.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
This Saturday, you got Christmas on Main. Look, you're looking for something to do with the kids. It's Christmas time. You want to get the most amount of Christmas cheer out of this year as possible. This
right.
year's almost over.
Right.
So you got to squeeze some more Christmas cheer out of it. Why not do it at the biggest possible Christmas event in a 100-mile radius?
Right.
The Christmas on Main event in Villa Rica. What are we going to be doing at Christmas on Main, Janet?
So we start the day with a 5K run, reindeer run, certified 5K. And that's... The 1 mile fun run is at noon. That's for the kids. The 5K certified run is at 12:30. Then we have mistletoe market from 2 to 7. So if you haven't wrapped up your Christmas shopping, this might give you the opportunity to finish that up. Then we have the Christmas parade at 5 o'clock, which starts at Happy Valley Baptist Church and goes all the way down Main Street, ends at the mill. We have entertainment on stage throughout the day. But we have a chorus, we have Bass Rings Middle School, and Abby and Friends starting at 6. Santa Claus, our friend Santa Claus, 6 to 7, and we're going to light the tree at 7.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
But you were saying earlier that if you hadn't already registered for the 5K.
You can pre-register. If you haven't pre-registered, you can come and register at 10:30 a.m. By the Main Street office, which is the Welcome Center. We'll be out there at 10:30 to get everybody in that wants to register. It's $30 day of. And that's always a big hit. I say all the time I'm awed by the runners, because rain, sleet, or snow, they run.
They run.
Come.
Where's
they're committed.
They're committed. Where
yes.
is the what's the path like? What's
Actually, the actual 5K certified race is kind of all on different roads. Well, we have all that information on downtownvillarica.com. So go to downtownvillarica.com and see the parade route, the 5K run route, and the poster that lists kind of the day's timeline of events. And then, of course, you guys will be there. Graddick will be there from 4 to 7 doing a live feed. So
on
we appreciate
great
you guys.
Classics 98.9.
Great Classics 98.9.
We will be there. Best hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yes.
We're going to be blasting some great music, and they'll be near where the parade MC booth is, I suppose.
Correct.
Which
yes.
will be myself.
Yes.
Because why settle for the rest when you can have the best? Hey, Janet. It's going to be Kaylee Bell and I. We're going to be emceeing
yep.
this parade, of which
yep.
there are tons of people in signed up for. So
right.
it should be a pretty awesome parade.
Yes.
Honestly, all I need to know is that the Project Gift truck's going to be there, because I love those.
The Project Gift truck will be there from Southwire. We're actually a sponsor for that. We're very proud of that initiative and how hard those guys work to collect toys for those children in need. That's a really big deal. But yes, their truck will be there. This Saturday.
Rock and roll. All
right. We'll see it.
Killer. So, and you did say that they're going to be live acts on stage.
Yes.
What times are we looking at?
Starting at 3 o'clock, we'll have different dancers on stage, different groups, vessels of worship. They do all sorts of interpretive dancing and singing. And then 5:30, Music Speaks. 6 o'clock, Bay Springs Middle School Choir, which we're excited to have a choir this year perform on stage. 6:30, Abby and Friends, and then at 7, the entertainment ends, and we light the tree.
I dig it. So, I wanted to ask you something personal. So, what has this year meant to you as the Queen Supreme over at Villa Rica Main Street? Because I know you work with the community, you work with local businesses, and you know, liaison with folks in the city. What has this year meant to you?
You know what? To be honest with you, it's been a great year, and to me, it's been a successful year. We've gotten a lot done. You know you've had a good year when the time just flies by. The next thing I knew, it was, like I said, Christmas. It's just been a crazy, packed, fun year. All of our events were great. We had some great concerts this year. We won the Rural Zone Grant. We were awarded that by the DCA in October.
And so what does that go towards?
That is going to help downtown local business owners, new business owners, gives them all sorts of tax incentive and tax breaks. We'll roll that out January 1, 2020. So that was a big get for us. Anytime you can get grant money, it's a big deal. And we were one of seven cities that were awarded that this year.
In the state of Georgia?
In the state of Georgia.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. And that was a 10-11 month process, just getting that ready, applying for that, getting the application process ready and sending that out. So we're pretty proud of that. And I think that's going to help some of our blighted areas. It's going to help local business owners, future business owners. You know, we want to continue to build the downtown and make it grow and vibrant. Want to bring a different variety, more variety of people down there. So it's been a great year, I will say, but it has flown by for sure. It has been super busy.
Well, I'm glad that it's been successful. I mean,
yes.
You're clearly devoted to this job. I've known you in this position for what? How many years have you been doing this since we've been sort of working together?
Almost three years. Mm-hmm.
Is it getting better each year?
Getting better each year. We're growing every year. We're trying to enhance what we're doing. To me, it's not about the number of events you do. It's about the quality of events. My biggest thing is we're bringing quality. Whether we're doing 12 events or 20 events, we want them to be quality. We want to have a great mixture. We want to drive business downtown. We want these businesses to be successful and make money and grow and prosper. If you don't have a vibrant downtown, you don't have a downtown. So we're trying to do everything we can to help those folks grow.
Well, it's grown a lot. I mean, it's clearly, that place is very electric over the last few years.
And yes, thank you.
And what is the importance of something like Christmas on Main?
Well, I think it gives everybody an opportunity to start getting in the spirit. Maybe you're just not quite there yet. Maybe you've been, busy. And then we just try to get you in that spirit and get all the kids involved and give them something to do. Give you an opportunity to shop for those last-minute gifts, see a parade while you're there, and then, of course, there's Santa Claus. You get to see Santa Claus.
Make some precious memories, and you get
Make
to see
some
Santa
precious
Claus.
Memories. Yes,
like
absolutely.
You said, quality over quantity.
Quality.
And what spells quality more than S-A-N-T-A, Santa Claus?
Right.
All right, we only have a couple of minutes left. Let everyone know one more time what's going to be going on at Christmas on Main, and who do we have to thank for it?
So, yes, the sponsors are so important to us. We're so appreciative of their time and their, giving to us so that we can put these events on. For our Christmas on Main this year, we have Liberty Chevrolet, J. Collins Funeral Home and Cremation Service, Amy Brown State Farm, GFL Environmental, the City of Villarica, and, of course, Villarica Main Street. So thank everyone for that. We appreciate it very much.
Excellent. And then one more time, the events throughout
the
day.
Okay. So the Reindeer Run, 5K. 12:30. We have the 1 mile run, fun run for the kids at noon, and then the 5K at 12:30. Then we have Mistletoe Market from 2 to 7, Christmas Parade at 5, entertainment on the stage throughout the day, and then some more. It's from 6 to 7. Of course, our very VIP Santa Claus, 6 to 7, 7:30. Just depends. He'll hang around. He'll get everybody, get their picture made. And then the lighting of the tree at 7.
Well, it sounds like a day jam-packed with holiday cheer.
Gonna be fun.
Janet, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Be there, be square. Christmas on Main this Saturday. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
It's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Come Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen, all his reindeers pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.